I'm Dan Klefstad. Governor J.B. Pritzker called on longtime Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan to resign if he won't appear in public and answer questions about a bribery scheme. Federal prosecutors allege it was designed to curry favor with the powerful Democrat. Hannah Meisel has more.
Pritzker called the allegations outlined in the indictments a quid pro quo and unspeakably wrong. He also chastised Madigan for dodging the press and appearances in front of an investigative committee looking into Madigan's role in the federal probe.
He has to, at the very least, be willing to stand in front of the press and the people and answer every last question to their satisfaction. If the speaker cannot commit to that level of transparency, then the time has come for him to resign as speaker.
Prosecutors allege a Madigan confidant and other Commonwealth Edison lobbyists and officials helped orchestrate a years-long bribery scheme involving jobs and contracts for Madigan allies. ComEd allegedly falsified their books to keep the money flowing for those allies, including for those who did little to no work for the utility. Madigan has denied any wrongdoing or knowledge of the scheme. I'm Hannah Meisel.
An Illinois Democrat wants people with marijuana convictions to know they can start the process of clearing their records. State Representative Jahan Gordon Booth of Peoria is helping to launch New Leaf Illinois, an alliance providing free legal services to assist people in expunging or sealing cannabis convictions. She says minority groups were disproportionately impacted by the war on drugs.
Particularly Black communities and Brown communities are prevented from being able to move their lives forward because of lack of access to being able to bring on a lawyer at $5,000, sometimes $10,000 on a retainer to be able to free them of those collateral consequences.
Gordon Booth says some of those consequences include barriers to employment and housing. She helped pass Illinois' cannabis law, which includes funding for the program. Interested residents can register at newleafillinois.org. High school athletics are on hold again. The Illinois High School Association's Board of Directors approved a delay in winter sports because of rising COVID cases. IHSA planned to start basketball practice this week, but the association decided to wait until early December to see if the situation improves. IHSA says practices and competitions may only be done virtually. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Starting today, SSM Health will be restricting visitors at St. Mary's and Good Samaritan hospitals. The policy is a response to an increased spread of COVID-19. No visitors will be allowed except in certain circumstances like end-of-life visits. Obstetric patients will continue to be allowed one support person, and pediatric patients will be allowed two guardians during visits. COVID patients and patients being investigated for COVID will be under a strict no-visitor policy. The U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights is investigating the University of Illinois' response to reports of anti-Semitism and anti-Zionist incidents on its Urbana campus. Three Jewish organizations filed a federal complaint on behalf of Jewish and pro-Israel U of I students earlier this year. It says Jewish students face harassment from students on the extreme right and left sides of the political spectrum. Aliza Lewin is with the Brandeis Center, one of the organizations behind the complaint. She says the university failed to address and protect Jewish students from discrimination.
The good news now in the last couple of days is that the university has started to seriously engage with us. They've recognized the seriousness of this problem. They've started to appreciate and understand the multitude of ways that anti-Semitism manifests itself.